I haven't seen you already, Happy New Year, for those of you who we missed out on seeing last week. And of course, welcome to any visitors. And we believe God's got a great plan for every single individual. And part of that plan is coming together to hear from him and to hear his word and to worship and to activate the life of the Spirit that is resident in each and every one of us. And to be encouraged by each other. I think it's such an important thing to come together. If you weren't here, well, what would I do? But I just feel so much the unity of the body of Christ, being together in the place that God has appointed for us. It's just irreplaceable. And it's I get to appreciate that more and more. As the years go on, as the years go by. We have a wonderful message, a word from God this year about kingdom. God's, well, the King Jesus, his breakout, the breakout of God in our lives, in the church, but also in the world that he puts us in. And I'm not going to repeat the message, of course, from last week, but our relationship with him is the beginning of this ability and enabling from him to see his breakout, to see a breakout of the goodness of God, of the power of God, of the ways that God works and does things that people can't do, and the power to undo knots and sort things out in all of our lives. We need Jesus and we need his kingdom breakout. And I know the world is waiting for us to cooperate with him for this breakout. The people that you meet and the people you work with and the people you live with and the, I don't know, just all the people that don't know Jesus, they long to see the reality, not just the words, but the power. And the kingdom of heaven isn't just about talk, but it's about power, Jesus says. And this morning, I want to speak on what Jesus spoke last week about the beginning of a breakout. Is it begins with hearing from him. Everything that he does, first of all, he speaks it into our hearts. We hear it, and then he begins to work supernaturally. And so this morning, I want to speak on hearing from God. And one of the things that we can kind of get discouraged about and we can get or kind of tied up in knots about, and that is hearing God speak, hearing his voice. And in John chapter 10, verse 27, I know these are simple words, but they kind of take out the I can't hear God into I can. Because faith comes from hearing and hearing from his word. And so if we say we can't hear God, Jesus answers with verse 27 of John chapter 10. My sheep hear my voice. I can't hear God. Well, I wouldn't contradict Jesus if I were you. Because he's always right. My sheep hear my voice. And follow me. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Now when Jesus begins this, he doesn't say everybody hears my voice. He says his sheep. And he's speaking in the context of being his sheep's shepherd. He is the shepherd of his sheep. It means that people who belong to him. People who have received Jesus Christ personally, not because you've been born in a Christian home or you've known about God all your life. You have come to a personal decision to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord. And so Jesus says, you become my sheep. Now, my sheep, you change natures. You change as a person when you accept Jesus. The Bible calls it the new birth. You are born again. You were not a sheep of Jesus. Now you are a sheep. And in fact, biblically speaking, I could say we're all goats. We had a sin nature, Jesus uses goats as an analogy later on in Matthew. And we became sheep just by accepting Jesus Christ. And we're born again. And the new birth, you become a new creation, a new person. All things have passed away. Everything has become new. And because you're born again with a capacity to hear his voice. I love that. When you're born again with ears to hear his voice. You couldn't hear him, but now if you belong to him and you're his, you can hear him. My sheep hear my voice. So you and I, if we are born again, are actually designed, made to hear his voice. You're not born deaf. Remember, you can have cloth ears. If you want, you can shut out certain noises. I mean, I can say I'm listening to the news but not be hearing it. It can be on. News can be coming across the sound waves, but I might not be listening. But if I'm hearing it, I will be taking in what is being said. And so you are born again with the ability to take in what God is saying. And I love this. It's talking about a relationship of a voice today. You are hearing, naturally speaking, I trust you, I believe you're hearing the Lord, but you're hearing my voice. He's using my voice to speak. And this is a hearing moment. you're hearing actually Jesus speak, my sheep hear my voice and follow me. And Jesus wants to shepherd us through every season of life, every situation, even shepherd us when we are with someone who doesn't know Jesus. He wants to give us a divine knowledge that will break out of us through words that will reach someone's heart and tell them that God actually loves them, knows about them, and cares about them. Think about the Samaritan woman who Jesus met at the well. Her testimonies was, he told me everything I ever did. The thing that spoke to her was that he had knowledge of her life that nobody else knew. She tried to cover up. But Jesus knew everything, and he spoke in love into her heart. And talk about a breakout. She had a breakout of God in her life because she heard that God knew everything about her and knew how to solve all her relational history of problems. All the things that were wrong, Jesus could come in and sort them. And she was awakened to God by hearing. I believe that the Holy Spirit in you and in me will awaken people to God because we are hearing for their lives. And do you know that one word that spoke to that one woman, a whole city came out and believed God. Talk about kingdom breakout. You just imagine you going to work, hearing the Lord, and having divine knowledge and insight, not judgment, because the Lord never speaks to us. He speaks with mercy and grace. It's a time of grace, mercy, and truth. So he comes and through you speaks something, and they go, they can't have known that. That must be God speaking through them. And they go, God's real. Jesus is alive. I want to know him. And go around to everybody in the office. Told me everything I ever did. And they go, did he? Right, let's go and listen to that person speak words from God. So they come to your desk. And they go, oh, Tommy, have you got a word from God for me? And Tommy said, yeah. Lord, what are you saying? Breakout. And then somebody else goes, what's What's God saying to me through? Can you pray? Isn't that supposed to be how it is? So hearing from God is something that we need to know about how to, so that we can activate our hearing. We're not deaf. We have ears to hear. But Jesus wants to activate our hearing this morning so that we grow in confidence and awareness of his voice speaking to us. I love the thought that God can use you and me, ordinary people, because his spirit, the spirit of the Holy God, is in us. And that he is the spirit of wisdom, the spirit who dissolves knots. People whose lives are so knotted up with problems, he solves everything with us being able to have an ear to hear what his spirit is saying. Now we need to clear up something right from the start about hearing God. We do not hear God naturally or physically, okay? There are occasions where the audible voice of God is spoken. When Jesus was baptized, other people heard the Father say, "This is my beloved Son with whom I'm well pleased." So the Lord had a plan for everybody to know who Jesus was. But more often than not, we don't physically hear an audible voice. But we do hear Jesus speak to us, and we need to understand how it is, what part of us hears, what part of you in your makeup, how God's made you, actually hears from God. So we look at scripture to find out how. In John chapter 16, we'll have a quick look there. John 16, Jesus is teaching his disciples about when they're born again, that he's going to give them the best gift that he could ever give. Because he himself can't be with us because he's gone to sit at the right hand of the Father. But he said, I'm going to send someone just like me, another exactly like me, the Spirit of Christ, who he calls Spirit of Truth. He calls him the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead. And Jesus said in verse 12, let's listen to this. Jesus says, I have still many things to say to you. Oh, yes. Say thank you, Lord. You've still got lots to say. I've still got lots to say. I love that. I've still got many. You've heard some stuff. Praise God. What for what you have heard. I've still got a lot more. That really excites me. You know, when I get up here and I start to believe the word with you, I get excited. I know that you can't jump up and down because you're sitting, but I hope your spirit is. And I hope you're going, oh, lots of things he wants to say to me. I can sit here, but I can also get quite excited too. I've got many more things to say to you, but the moment you can't take it all, you can't bear them, you can't bear the weight of them. You know what God's got for your life is so much more than you can take all at once. It's so great. He's got so many things. It's so great. There's more than you can take in one sitting. He's not going to download everything all at once because you won't be able to get it. But he's a wise shepherd, and he kind of just gives us everything we need just in the moment we need it. I've got much more to say to you, but you can't bear it now. But however, when he, the person, he's not a force, he's not somebody that just kind of is a power, it's a person, the Holy Spirit. When he, the Spirit of Truth, has come, has he come? Okay, so has he come to you? He lives in you? So not will, future, has, past tense. So we're not waiting for the Spirit to come. We're not saying, rend the heavens and come down. I am down, the Lord says. Okay. That's the right theology. I'm here. I'm here living in the hearts of those who believe. When the Spirit comes, has come, he will guide you into all truth. How? How will he guide you? He will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you the things to come. Oh my goodness, what a resource. Somebody put it like this. He's the ultimate search engine. I thought that was brilliant. He knows everything that's coming. He knows a bit more than Google. My God knows everything. And what you can't work out in somebody else's life, whether to make decisions or to do stuff, he already knows. And he wants to lead you on right paths for his name's sake. So actually, it's really imperative we hear God. It's a vital thing to hear the Lord, because he wants to show us the way into the future, into the things to come. He will not speak of his own. In other words, he doesn't sort of say something and say, oh, by the way, Jesus, I don't know, I just need to inform you. I've just told that person to do that. He doesn't live kind of controlling what's being said. The Holy Spirit submits to Jesus. What Jesus is saying, the Spirit communicates. I love this. He will take, Jesus says, he will tell you the things to come. He will glorify me. He doesn't. The Holy Spirit doesn't show the Holy Spirit off. Everything the Holy Spirit does in us, whatever he says, is to actually show Jesus off. He will take what is mine and he will glorify me. And he will declare it to you. He will take what is mine and declare. Say declare. If somebody's declaring something, they're speaking, aren't they? They're proclaiming something. So the Holy Spirit in you is hearing Jesus. Amen. For your today. For the now moments. For the things that make you confused, don't know what to do, don't know how to do it. For the things that are mysteries in terms of how to reach a life for Jesus. Even how to walk in healing and prosperity and the goodness of God and what to do and how to raise kids and all the things. He knows everything. And he's listening to Jesus, and then he says, right, I'm going to speak, declare. I love the declare thing. It's a bit more than say. It's like, proclaim it. In you, because he lives in you, he speaks from the inside of you. So he doesn't speak to your brain, because he doesn't live in your head. He influences your head if he's your Lord. And you can live with a renewed mind, but he doesn't speak primarily from your head. He speaks where he lives. Where does he live? He lives in your heart or your spirit. When you are born again, you were dead in sins and transgressions. You couldn't hear God. But through the new birth, your spirit was awakened to God. You were made alive to God in Jesus. And you have ears to hear. And the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in your spirit or heart, or Scripture also calls it your inner person, your inner man. And he speaks to your spirit first. So spirit communes with spirit. Spirit, the Holy Spirit speaks to your spirit or your heart and brings understanding. The mind of Christ is in your spirit because the Holy Spirit is in your spirit. Okay? But he then communicates what he is saying to your soul. So he brings to mind, to remembrance, your mind suddenly gets a thought from God. It started in your spirit, declaring to you, and then you get a Holy Spirit thought, a Holy Spirit given thought, which actually came from Jesus in your spirit, to your spirit. It's an internal activation, and it's different from what we think often. Can you imagine the difference that those people had to think like, the way they had to think when Jesus said, fill the water pots with water and go and pour them out. I'll provide wine. I'm talking different thinking. If you want a lot more wine, fill water pots. And can you imagine the different thinking that would have hit their heads at that moment, gone either crazy, because it sounds stupid to me. This does not make any sense to my head. But you know, when he speaks, it must have activated some faith in their heart that they went and did that. There must have been something happened on the inside of them to go, right, guys, let's get loads of these pots, six pots, and fill them up with loads of water. Brilliant. And anybody who hadn't heard God would have looked at that going, woo, hello, something wrong with their heads. What are they doing with that water? But they were, something changed. It's a voice that changes everything. His voice changes everything in you. You know when you hear, because you go, I've heard. You don't go, and if you do, you need to check it out. You always need to kind of check out major decisions anyway, because you can get it wrong. I have. It's okay. We have to grow in it. We mustn't shut down the voice just because we occasionally get it wrong. But we need the help of more mature believers, those who God has put in the church, to actually bring wisdom and say, hey, let's just pray a bit more about that. Maybe you didn't hear. Let's check it out together. Because ultimately what we want is the voice to lead. Because when the shepherd's leading, there's going to be a breakout. Amen. So something happens. It's an internal activation, different often from what we think, and often better than what we think. Just think about the wine. Better and more was the result. Okay, so, better and more. Eye has not seen, ear hasn't heard, nor have entered the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us, or shown them to us through his Spirit. So, the Holy Spirit in you declares what Jesus is going to do, reveals, shows you, speaks to you. And you have an internal something happens. Basically, faith comes. Yeah. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through his word. And when Jesus speaks, Jesus is called the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and it's talking about the person of Jesus. I don't separate the presence and the word in my relationship with him, because he is the presence and the word. So his presence, he speaks his word. So I don't get all wound up. Was it his presence? Was it his word? He's the same. He is present in his word, speaking through his Spirit in me. When Peter said to Jesus, tell me to come to you on the water. You know, Jesus is walking on the water, impossible for human ability. Peter was very, 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 very wise. He didn't just leap out of the boat and try and do it. It's called presumption. Some people leap before they've got faith. Some people leap before they've actually heard. And faith comes from hearing. And you need to hear before you get out of that boat. And you need to know what you've heard. Peter wasn't sort of going, I think I heard him say, it's a bit windy out here. He just heard. Peter said, if it's you, Lord, tell me to come. Speak to me. And Peter, as soon as that word, Jesus said, come, everything in Peter changed from what was impossible to all things are possible in this moment. I love it when he truly speaks, something that isn't possible becomes possible. It suddenly becomes something that's, hey, this is good. I'm going to do this because he said it. So you don't step out, move, act without hearing, because you won't have faith to do the impossible. Praise God. Okay? So, his word, when he speaks, is active, alive, energizing. But it doesn't just have power and energy to kind of, ooh, something leaps on the inside when I hear him. It actually has power to accomplish, power to do. So his word does not return empty, but has power to accomplish what it has been sent to do. So when Jesus said to Peter, come, it had power to accomplish. When he stepped out on the word, when those servants filled the water pots, they had faith because they'd heard him, but there was power to accomplish the best wine and more wine than they'd ever had. Six water pots makes it a pretty good wedding. Of more than enough. Of the best. That sounds like Jesus, doesn't it? More than enough of the very best. Now, if you imagine, one of the analogies of the Holy Spirit is that he is the oil, the anointing oil. And in Scripture, he's talked about as the oil. If you imagine him in you as, just to use it as an analogy, flammable oil. Okay? So it would burn pretty easily. So if you've got a little bit of oil, there's a little bit of flame. If you're totally filled with the Holy Spirit, you have the potential to be fully on fire. Okay? But when you hear the word, if you imagine the word of God, the voice of Jesus through his words to you, Jesus being declaring through the Spirit in you, comes to you like a flaming torch. Okay? So you're full of flammable oil. That's the Holy Spirit. When the word enters, it's like a flaming torch. What happens? Something happens on the inside, fire. You know, when I was saved, you did not have to convince me to believe in Jesus. I was fully convinced once I heard. After I heard, I was like, I want to receive Jesus. Yes. I want to give my life to him and follow him. Because faith came. And everything I've ever done has come out for God, has come out of this Holy Spirit, Jesus speaking, and me going, right then, let's go. And I've got this slide that I hope will help you. He's called the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit. And the Bible, the Word of God, is called the Word of Truth. So when the Spirit of Truth in you and the Word of Truth come together on the inside, what Jesus is saying, it's an internal, read it, can you read it? Internal combustion. I looked up this word because I'm nothing like some of you guys out there who really understand combustion. But one of the ways, I didn't realize that they power rockets, you know, being launched, is they use hydrogen and oxygen that produces this vapor, water vapor, that launches a rocket. Do you know, I believe when Peter heard come, it was like, it wasn't like, I think he was rocketed out. Talk about breakout. If you think of the power of going to the moon in a rocket, I believe God wants to put a rocket. I'm not going to be rude now. I'm really not going to be rude. But we need a rocket, do we not? We're not self-powered. We need the Word and the Spirit to go out of us for a breakout. And He speaks to accomplish. So you imagine a launch site of a rocket. You've got your control center, haven't you, somewhere hidden. And there's a pilot, there's a astronaut and pilot. Pilot, a bit beyond a pilot for this one. I don't know, but I think so. then you have kind of good to go from control. So, okay, press the button. So, you're hearing something. Bang, there's a button. I'm sure it's a button. I am absolutely convinced all they've got is a button. But, you know, when we mix, we have a part to play with what God's doing. We need to act on it and mix it with faith and say, yeah, I accept it. I take it. There's an explosion going on the inside. I've heard God, but I'm going to activate my faith. And the rocket that couldn't go anywhere without the power suddenly goes, take off. Imagine us launched into mission this year like that. A breakout of the kingdom of heaven everywhere we go. How exciting. And it comes from hearing. It comes from hearing His voice. I hope you're liking this. The best thing that I can give Him is to listen. Okay, so if I've got ears to hear, like the news, I can naturally have ears to hear the news, but not be listening. Okay? So the best thing I can give to Jesus is a listening heart or a listening ear, that I give myself to hearing, to listening to Him. Now the word listen, I have another slide for this, is to pay attention, to concentrate on. And another definition of listen is to hang on someone's word. Hang on someone's word. I find it amazing that if someone hangs on someone's word to them, that actually they see a manifestation of the kingdom of heaven in their lives. Where others who are just around hearing, but not really hanging on their words, just listening but not really accepting it, and not having this internal, this hunger to focus on and to concentrate on what He is saying. Actually, they don't ever see a breakout. Hello? Hello? You know, Naaman, he heard the voice of God through a messenger. And he didn't see breakout until he actually decided to act on what he was hearing. And so hearing is a lot more. It's hanging on someone's word so much that you're like, I'm just going to do what he says. Just going to do what he says. And the person that this totally reminds me of is hanging on someone's word is Mary. You know, in Mary and Martha's story, I think we all know this. We're going to finish with this. Let's turn to Luke. Are you really getting excited, I trust, about hearing His voice? Luke chapter 10. It's going to be an exciting year if you do. It's going to be a rocket-fueled year of the Holy Spirit and the power of God in our lives for everything. And I'm not just making it about mission. I'm making it about the little things in life that need the kingdom of heaven. The Lord wants to bring His dominion, His reign, His wonderful kingdom into everything. And it's as we are listening, giving Him our attention and hearing His word to us, that we can see the beginnings of the breakout of the power and the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 10. You can rocket fuel me, Lord, hey? From the inside out, from my heart. Luke chapter 10 and verse 38. Now it happened as they went that Jesus entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said to him, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you're worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her." This is constantly talking to me. I can read this and I always hear the Lord about, you know, making sure I cut out the Martha bits of my life so that I always get back to listening, to hearing. Because, you know, life can just take over, can't it? And it doesn't matter what your world, a mum, a dad, a retired person, full-time work, you've got your own business, life can just take over. And family, situations, work, shopping, cleaning, the things, the routines of life, it actually can make routine Lord and not Jesus Lord. It can make work, Lord. It can make, you know, the things that drive us and lead our lives. It's not really the shepherd, if we're honest. Just because you go to church doesn't mean he's really shepherding you through your life. It's a good start. I just want to encourage you for being in the right place this morning. But he wants to shepherd you. He wants to, because he's a good shepherd. And Martha always speaks to me about that part of me that just wants to get on. And also the religious part of me. Can I just be honest? Because I know the word. I can assume, because I know it mentally, I must have heard God. The danger is that in the life of every single believer is that you can know something, but it not be something you're hearing the Spirit declare to you. And therefore, it's not fresh faith. It's just a bit of knowledge that can lead to presumption. Not knowledge that leads to power. That hearing the Lord. I feel in that moment was a little nugget for us all. And Jesus is present, as he always is in our lives, through his Spirit. And he starts to talk. I believe Mary had been with Martha in the kitchen, because when Martha started to complain, she said, "She's left me to come and listen to you." What are you going to do about that then? Some of us have prayed like that. Sorry. Have we not? Look what they're doing, Lord. I'm so busy. And Mary, I don't believe, was work shy. I think this can actually communicate a work shy monastic existence. But Mary wasn't. She played her role in the home. I'm sure she was a servant by her whole attitude. She'd been in the kitchen, but she suddenly heard Jesus started to talk. I don't know, disciples were there. I don't know who was in the house, but there was definitely their brother. And in that culture, women weren't taught. I love this, because Jesus wanted her in with the boys. Come on, let's put them together, because they all need to hear the same word. The word of God. And so Jesus didn't kind of shut her out. He wanted her at listening. And can you imagine the pressure leaving your Martha-like sister? Okay, Christmas, let's just hearken back. Okay, so Martha's in the kitchen working hard. Sisters come for to be part of Christmas. And there they are helping you. And then suddenly the word is being taught or preached, or Jesus is talking. And they're like, just going to pop out. I want to. Can you imagine? You could say Martha lashed out. I think you could put it nicely. She lashed out. And Mary had to put up with her sister, someone who didn't agree with the hunger to eat. Maybe you live with somebody who doesn't believe in you coming to church. But you're being a Mary, and Jesus says you've chosen the best. You're here this morning because you've chosen the best to listen. You know, what's the point? You know, Martha was like slaving away. Martha could have left too, but she chose not to. And there will always be loads to do. Tell somebody next to you there's always going to be loads to do in your life. But then say, we need to hear his voice. Top priority. Top priority. Now, silly little picture, Sani, I'm going to use you right now, is that Jesus was teaching. He was probably sitting, I don't know. But Mary came and sat at, I know you can't see her, but that's okay, that's probably. And do you not think that picture speaks 1,000 words? I love the imagery of this. Scripture actually says, at his feet. You know, if you kind of come and stand and talk to me. How are you? Good, good. So we're on an equal footing, really. We're having a chat. See, when if we put ourselves on equal footing with Jesus, we've got it wrong. Okay? So when we come to him, we need to humble ourselves to hear. Doesn't that picture of Mary sitting at Jesus' feet speak 1,000 words about hearing? If you want to hear God, I'll tell you the place. It's not questioning, arguments, discussions. It's not, I think I know best, Lord. Could you just confirm what I think I know about your direction for my life? How many of you have heard God like that? You think, okay, I want to do this. Lord, bless my latest idea. I've got a great idea. I'm sure I can find a scripture to back it up. You haven't heard, but you're just looking to justify something that you want to do. All I can say is that's not hearing, and there won't be rocket fuel. Won't be any life of God in it. It'll just peter out. That rocket will go. Won't work. And so, to hear the Lord, we need to be at his feet, listening. So Mary is in the right place. But there's a Martha who also believed in Jesus in the wrong place. And it wasn't just in the kitchen, because actually she invaded the teaching and the ministry of Jesus with her proclamation, don't you care? As if it's his problem to sort. Lord, I've got a problem with her and it's time you sorted them. Shall we not go there? It's time they got sorted rather than I need sorted. Have you ever done that? These prayers are amazing, aren't they? Don't you care? They're hard work. Don't you care? Anyway. Martha was troubled and worried. Jesus said, the problem is Martha, Martha. He repeated, oh, Martha. I can imagine him, oh, Martha, Martha. Not angry. I love that. Martha, Martha. I remember my mum used to do it, and I knew she was saying, I wish you would listen to me. Martha, Martha, you're troubled, distracted, worried about everything. So obviously not just worried about the meal. It was like a volcano of worry. There must have been so much she was worried about. And he said, one thing. Let me tell you, Martha, one thing is needed. And I wonder sometimes, you know, we're trying to get rid of all problems and cares and concerns and all the things we struggle with in life, and Jesus just says, hey, one thing. And Mary chose it, to sit at my feet and listen to me speaking. I'm going to speak. I've got things to tell you. I've got things to sort everything out in the current and in the future. But if you'll put yourself in a position of listening, then you're going to be empowered. Rocket fuel, internal combustion, the ability of God to see something different happen. Pressure made Martha a complainer, doesn't it? Have you noticed that about you? I have a little bit, I'm ever so sorry to say, and I've had to confess my sin. Has anybody ever felt pressure start? You start to moan and complain, and made her angry with others. A little bit judgmental, hard on other people. And anxiety drove her to overwork and to wrong decisions and no enjoyment of life, actually. She wasn't enjoying the kitchen, nor was she enjoying them having a meeting. She was church, kitchen, didn't matter what was happening. Wherever she went, she had a problem. And she was always, it made her a blaming person. She always said, it was somebody else that was a problem. And Jesus has this amazing ability to sort us. While we try and lash out at others, he's on to our case. Martha was totally unaware that she needed to stop and listen. And faith always grows. Where faith grows, it's because you're hearing. And where faith grows, anxiety goes. Say that. Faith, where my faith grows, through hearing the Lord, my anxieties go. He's got the answer for everything. Amen. Issues solved, power to accomplish his will, power to bring things to pass, and purpose beyond the routines of life. My beloved brothers and sisters, we are made for more than the routines of life. We're made for the kingdom of heaven on earth, a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Praise God, what we carry is for others, but it all starts at his feet, hearing, and an understanding that when he speaks, I'll definitely know if I'm listening. And he will give me the power. And suddenly everything becomes possible and everything becomes different because I've heard his voice. And if you've heard him, somebody will be talking to you and you'll be coming out with, well, God spoke to me about that. And I have a word from God. I have something from God. And that's the beginning of a breakout of God.
If you would like any further information on Kingdom Faith South West, please contact us on 01823 664 186 or overseas visitors 0044 1823 664 186, or log onto our website at www.kingdomfaithsw.com.